Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley,
and on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka, and 104.9 in Junction City.
Most schools around the nation are back in session, including College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University. With the new school year come 1.8 million freshman women to the many universities around our nation. The big news on campus recently has little to do with protests against wars or in favor of civil rights. Rather, it is about keeping those almost 2 million freshmen and other co-eds safe. Time magazine says that one in five women will become the victim of a sexual assault during college. No surprise, then, that colleges and universities are attempting to keep students safe, spurred by an outcry from students and parents. More recently, we've heard a great deal about the violence that NFL players sometimes perpetrate against their girlfriends, wives, and children. The issue was brought to a head by the sickening video of Ravens running back Ray Rice and his fiancée, Janae Palmer, having an altercation on an elevator. Women's organizations are in an uproar about the incident and are even calling for the resignation of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell because he had only levied a 2-game suspension against Rice for hitting Janae so hard he rendered her unconscious. I'd like to make several comments. First, I think it should not only be women's organizations, but men's organizations who need to condemn domestic violence. I'm happy to say my research found some men in Humboldt doing just that through a public walk a mile in her shoes to raise banner against rape, sexual assault, and violence against women. Of course, more needs to be done. Second, I think no amount of condemnation or talk will solve the domestic violence problems we are having in this nation until other factors are taken into consideration. For example, in the case of universities, we need to curb out-of-control drinking and partying. In most cases of assault, one or both parties has either been drinking, doing drugs, or both. Third, I think the old-fashioned sexual ethics that included chastity and modesty served women well, even if men did not always like it. I'm not saying women should don burkas, but young females do need to consider the risks of going to parties and spending large amounts of time next to intoxicated males. Fourth, I do not think we should be terribly surprised that football players are violent off the field when we so applaud and honor them for their violence on the field. These guys constantly lift weights, pump steroids, build their bodies so they can hurt other players on opposing teams, and we expect them to behave like choir boys when they come off the gridiron? I think we need to reconsider the whole role of professional football on our national psyche. The NFL has become bigger, faster, and more violent through the years, and so I think we are all somewhat complicit in the increasing amount of domestic violence in our society because we love to be entertained by men crashing into each other every Sunday in the fall. Whatever you think of domestic violence, nothing good ever comes from any man using his size and strength to intimidate or attack a woman, a person who should be treated with gentleness and respect. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.